One of the things we haven't got in this school, we spend ages like planning this school, so we hope that most things have been ironed out, and there are going to be a few little glitches over the next month or so, but we'll get sorted with those ones as well. But one thing we haven't got is a clock. You know, normally when you're speaking in the chair, oh, it's over there. Oh. Pointed that. Come on. Normally it's there, and you can keep lighting up, and you think, oh, we've got 5 minutes left, all the kids' team are going to be coming in any second. So we have to do that. So if we keep doing that, you know, it's getting closer to time. All right. I want to just add my thanks to Claire, particularly, who's done a lot of kind of sorting out of stuff for the new school. A lot of us were down here yesterday. Did you see the chairs you were sitting on? Your contributions to the church have paid for a good chunk of these chairs, over half of the money for these chairs. And it was really cool in that, this is a little story, that one of the parents came up to Mrs. Webb, and she told me this, and were complaining, saying, what are you doing spending money on chairs for the church? And she was able to say, actually, you've got this the wrong way around. The church has spent money on chairs for us. These are the school's chairs, and the church have bought over half of them. So, go in peace. Which is good. So, yeah, that's really cool, isn't it? We've already blessed the school. We've already got these chairs for them. Or a big part of the money towards them. Okay, cool. Let's get on with this morning. Can we stick up the AV? Poor old Adam sitting up the front here. This is one of the things we'll try and get sorted, is we can maybe get some sort of clever gizmo that means that whoever's doing AV can sit at the back, because it's a bit hard.
Like one of those drummer boxes.
One of those clear ones that goes on a drummer, so we can still see you sweating when it's going on. All right. So today, although we've only just begun our series on discipleship, because it's a first Sunday in this school, in this building, this new place, I thought we'd take a break from discipleship and we'd have a look at a fresh start. So I want to look at Joshua 24. We can click on this one click. When we started thinking about growth in the church a couple of years ago, particularly when Silver Street came on the horizon, we looked at Joshua and we thought a lot about the Israelites coming to the Promised Land and sort of getting to the River Jordan, and that there was this thing that was across there, and that they had this still a way to go, battles to fight. A river to cross, and that although some of them have settled on one side of Jordan, that they had to sort of come together and all move across and take some new ground. So that all kind of occurs right at the start of Joshua, in Joshua chapter 1. And the message that Joshua is given is, if we click on one thing, is this: be strong and very courageous. And we took that as a kind of a message to us as we stepped out in faith to grow. And now, as we've taken one major step forward today, I wanted to go back to Joshua, but this time right to the end of Joshua, chapter 24. And if we click on one slide, this is it. We're going to have a look at this passage this morning. It's where the campaign for the Promised Land is over, pretty much. And Joshua gathers all the people together, and he reminds them of the journey they've been on and where they've got to. And this is where we're going to pick up the story this morning in verse 14. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our parents out of Egypt from the land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we travelled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God. Joshua said to the people, you're not able to serve the Lord. He's a holy God. He's a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you after he has been good to you. But the people said to Joshua, no, we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord. Yes, we are witnesses, they replied. Now then, said Joshua, throw away the foreign gods that are among you, and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, we will serve the Lord our God and obey him. So, what can we draw out of this passage? Well, I think primarily the message for us this morning is this. When we reach an important milestone and take stock, we need to remember the journey we've been on, and we need to recognise that we have a choice about how we will go forward. Yeah? Joshua is quite... Oh, can we click on the slide? We need to get another clicker, don't we? We've lost our clicker. We need to... We need to take stock, remember the journey we've been on, and make a choice about how we will go forward. And what I find interesting about this passage is that Joshua is quite brusque about the whole thing, isn't he? There's a clear sense in this passage that he's challenging the people. He's not being all kind of pastoral and saying, well done everyone, come on, we're serving the Lord, we can all get together. He says to them, you better count the cost. He said, and I'm going to hold you to this. You know, that if you're going to serve the Lord, then you're going to serve him properly. And I don't think you can, I don't think you're up to this. He challenges them to make them really think about it, to think about what they're saying. It's maybe not the way I would approach it, and it maybe makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable, but maybe it's necessary. I remember Joshua's at the end of his life by now, so he's probably got no reason to pull his punches anymore. He's ready, he's going to tell these people how it is. And how it is that if you don't get on with this and serve the Lord, there's trouble coming. So it's a vital message. Can you click on the slide? And this is it. Joshua, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We need to take time to recommit to the Lord and to clean our house. Or to put it another way, come to God and take advantage of his free gift of grace. We all need fresh starts in our lives. Sometimes we need a total fresh start, don't we? We've got absolutely filthy. And we need to come, and we need to have a full-on bath, we need to turn around, we need to repent. You know, that's what repent means, is turning around, going in a different direction from one we have been going in. But sometimes we just need a little fresh start on the way. Maybe we've just trouble in something as we've been walking along the road, and we just need that little bit of cleaning up. Let me give you some practical examples of this. Who loves this? Who loves that feeling? Clean sheets. Isn't that the nicest feeling when the sheets have been changed? Particularly if you haven't had to do it and it hasn't been like 11:30 at night and then all of a sudden you've got to change the sheets. But when you come into your room and there's clean sheets, isn't that a lovely feeling? Isn't that a lovely fresh start? It's not that you've got your whole bed and you've thrown it all away and you've bought a new bed and a new mattress and everything. You've just changed the sheets because they just needed changing and they got dirty. But it's a lovely fresh start along the way. Well, how about this one? Any of you that have ever been out kind of adventuring, when you've gone a long day's walk and your feet have got soaking wet and they're a little bit swollen from being used hard all day and they're puffed up and they've gone all wrinkly and white because they got so wet all day, and then you take off your shoes and you start to dry them and maybe you wash them and then you put on a clean pair of socks. Who loves that feeling? I love that feeling. That's such a good feeling. But it's not that you throw everything away and start again. You just have a fresh start. You just need a clean pair of socks on. That's all you need, just to get yourself going. And so that's the kind of thing that I want us to think about this morning. You know, John 13 records how Jesus was with his disciples' feet, washed his disciples' feet in the upper room. And he says to them, those of you who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, and not every one of you. I think Jesus sums that whole kind of thing up pretty nicely, doesn't he? You've had a bath already, you're clean, but you do need to have your feet washed. And if you don't have them washed, you can't be part of it. Remember that story of Peter said, well, you know, I don't want you to wash my feet. And he said, well, I've got to wash your feet, because if I don't wash them, you can't be part of this. So I want us to give us a practical opportunity to come to the foot of the cross again this morning. Click on. This is a place of grace and a place of safety and a place of fresh starts. So what I've done is I've put a cross over here on the wall there. It's not fastened to the wall, so if you wanted to sort of grip onto it, it might come away. But just be a little bit careful. And I've also put over there some of the words that Joshua said to the people and the people's response. And I thought it'd be really good this morning if we wanted to, wherever we're at, and I don't know where you're at this morning, whether you need a total fresh start, whether you need to totally turn around, you've got a real mess, or whether we've just trod along in something along the way. And we all do it, don't we? We all tread in stuff along the way, you know, little things that go wrong, or words that we shouldn't have said, or thoughts we shouldn't have thought, or behavioural patterns that have got a hold of us. It doesn't mean that we've got everything wrong and we're in a complete mess, but we've trodden in something as we've gone. And we've got to come back to that place where we can have that washed away, that fresh start along the way. Not a total fresh start. We're not all bad, but we do need to recognise when stuff's gone wrong and we need a little fresh start, a little cleaning up. And I want to give us that opportunity this morning to come to the cross and just have that fresh start. So we start out here in a new place. You know, there's going to be so much work to be done. There's a huge mission field out there that we've got to tackle. And I'd love to see all these chairs being filled and then there not being enough chairs in here. And I believe that's what God can do with us if we are committed to him and if we are prepared to give that to him. If we are not putting things in the way of that, our sort of desires for a new car or this or that or the other or stuff that's gone wrong. But bring those things to the cross and let them be washed away. You're not bad. You haven't done... Don't need a total fresh start, but sometimes you just need a little fresh start along the way. So I want us to do that this morning, man. And you're going to have to race me up to the cross because I'll be the first one up there. But that's what I want us to do. So we're going to have an opportunity to do that for the next sort of 5-10 minutes. As the kind of time goes on and some of the musicians will come up and start playing again, then at the end of that kind of 10 minutes or so, we'll get the kids back in and we'll all have communion together as a family. But just for a little while now, let's give ourselves an opportunity for a fresh start. So that's a huge, big fresh start, but that's just a little fresh start. You don't have to go.